John of the Cross reminds us of the intimate connection with the Holy Spirit. He reminds us that we are created for love, for unity, for peace. God's greatest desire and our greatest need is to be intimately connected with God and divine mercy, to be united to Him, and to allow our soul, our hearts, to be cared for, nourished, fed, loved. And he speaks of this relationship between fire, the breath of God, that fire that gives life and sanctifies all things, that heals, that forgives, that renews, that replenishes, that fire. And then he says, at times, we are like a wet log. He says, we're so full of ourselves, and we're so heavy, and we resist the Holy Spirit. But when we allow ourselves to enter into the presence of the Holy Spirit, and we simply allow God to do all the work, that what happens when a wet log is just so weighted down, it's good for nothing. It can't do anything. It's so heavy that when we stop resisting the Holy Spirit and we stop resisting God's love, and we allow ourselves to be loved, that's what we're created for, holy communion with God, that when we permit the Holy Spirit to come upon us the way He came and overshadowed our Mother Mary, that if we would allow Him to do the same for us, that we too would have the Word incarnate inside of us, and we would be in union with God and God in union with us. And he says we must permit the Holy Spirit to first come upon us and begin to dry all that heaviness, all that wetness away. We stop fighting and we just allow the Holy Spirit to come upon us. And like fire, it begins to dry. And then it begins little by little to go into all those crevices. It seeks out impurity. It seeks out all those things that are not part of the fire, that are not part of God's life, do not complement it, but rather oppose God's life. It seeks all that out, and little by little, it brings light to those places of darkness in our lives. And as it begins to dry, it begins to bring light. As it brings light, it begins to warm. And as it begins to warm, it makes us the fire. We begin to become people who are able to bring dry, that dryness, that air to other people, that set a flame with God's love, that we can bring light to our family and friends in darkness, that we too can be that heat for people whose hearts have been cold and are just full of chilled, and we can bring light to their darkness and warmth to their difficulty. That we begin to take on the properties of the Holy Spirit, and then we begin to allow God to do His work, to go to other people who are like that wet log, and allow God to bring that dryness to their life, to take away all that humidity, all that excess dew, so to speak, all that extra baggage, that we allow the Lord to be light to other people in their darkness, and to bring in to heat that chill, that coldness that they have. So St. John of the Cross reminds us, why are you resisting the Holy Spirit? Why are you keeping God away from you and from your life? What is it that you're resisting God from loving you, from forgiving you, from healing you, from setting your own hearts on fire? We need to allow the Holy Spirit to come upon us, to overshadow us like he overshadowed our Mother Mary. That when he brings his warmth, when he brings his light, when he brings that heat and the fire of his love, then we too can enter into that divine and intimate union that you and I were created for. We say, come, Holy Spirit, but we put our hands up. We tell God, come, but don't. We have to be open to the Holy Spirit. Oh, he's got great gifts, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, counsel, fortitude, piety, holy fear. We are to allow the Holy Spirit to come upon us and bear fruit that is pleasing to the Father through the Son in the Spirit. Love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, modesty, chastity. That wherever the Holy Spirit is, there's life. And if there's life, God is going to bring that fire to others. We become living sacraments. We are temples of the Holy Spirit. Let us not tell the Lord, come, but keep your distance. Let us really say, come, Holy Spirit, come, and set our hearts on fire so you can continue to renew the face of the earth.